Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Hurricane-struck Louisiana gets a visit from President Biden this afternoon.
Days after Hurricane Ida slammed Louisiana and left a million people without power, the president will visit the state to get a first-hand look at the destruction. He will take an aerial tour of damaged areas, as well as visit a flooded neighborhood. Mr. Biden says his message to everyone affected is the nation is here to help.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton, the president has just arrived in New Orleans. Earlier, the president acknowledged the number of jobs created last month came in below expectations.
Well, I know some wanted to see a larger number today, and so did I. What we've seen this year is a continued growth, month after month, in job creation.
The Labor Department reporting America's employers added just 235,000 jobs in August. It's seen as a modest gain after 2 months of robust hiring at a time now when the Delta variant is spreading. Also at townhall.com, President Biden opposes the new Texas abortion law, but he says he understands the views of pro-life Americans.
I respect people who think that, who don't support Roe v. Wade. I respect their views. I respect them, those who believe life begins at the moment of conception. And all. I respect that. Don't agree, but I respect that. I'm not going to impose that on people.
Kimberly Swartz of Texas Right to Life tells the Salem Radio Network the Biden administration has done nothing but push abortion in the country.
Joe Biden not only wants abortion on demand at any point in pregnancy, even moments before birth, but he also wants to pay for it with your tax dollars against your will.
The Texas law does not allow an abortion once cardiac activity is detected. On Wall Street, stocks remain mixed. The Dow down 37 points, but the NASDAQ is ahead 31 points. More at townhall.com.
We remind all of our listeners that the views and opinions of the show hosts and guests appearing on Mojo Favo Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of Cuddle Me Buff LLC, its owners and partners, or this network. Thank you for listening to Mojo Favo Radio.
Hi, it's Doc Thompson for Matthew 25 Ministries. Matthew 25 Ministries is one of the few charities I'll actually endorse because I know them. I've worked with them, and I know almost all of the money that you donate goes to help people. Go to m25m.org, m25m.org.
G'day, mates. Tech Roo here on location in Australia in search of a rare and elusive wild hare. Most think you would find him when the sun don't shine, but we will find him right here in this primitive Aboriginal outback. I would never consider an excursion like this without my Patriot Supply survivor gear in my pouch. No, not that pouch. I don't have a pouch. In my backpack. Besides the four-week emergency food supply kit that's back at home from preparewithmojo50.com, I've got an emergency blanket, my one-size-fits-all poncho, my snake bite kit, and my Alexa Pure Survival Spring Straw. Crikey, there's a wild hare now. Ain't he a beaut?
Yeah, what's up, Dad?
Find some great deals at preparewithmojo50.com.
Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. 800-709-4395. 800-709-4395. 800-709-4395. 800-709-4395.
To Rock Friday. Crown your good with brotherhood. From sea to shining sea. By wearing a mask.
American Duck Radio. News, opinion, and a little irreverence from both sides of the 49th parallel. This is American Uck Radio with Mike Phillip.
All right, so at the end of the last hour, we played some sweet soul music by the Texas Brothers. And so I feel the need To kick things up a notch, Metallica, Helpless, off the Garage Inc. EP on American Rock Radio's Rock Friday. That bass. We'll be right back. You know, this is one of the first songs I ever learned to play on the drums. Well, one of the first songs I remember learning to play on the drums. And I thought, if I can play that song, I can do anything. Turns out that a lot of jazz is way harder to play than that. Way harder to play than that. And I was like just seriously rocking out here. And my wife looked at me and started laughing. Because it's cool when you're 17. Not when you're 46. Up next, what could very well possibly be a great new intro for Off Track with Whiskey 6 Sundays on Mojo 5-0. Train of Consequences on American Rock Radio's Rock Friday. Let's do this, shall we? Now that I got a complaint, it's too heavy. I always get people that it doesn't matter what you do. There's going to be somebody that has a problem with it. And so I've just kind of learned to deal with that. I am going to be playing Broken Cowboy by Dead South. This song was requested probably about a month ago by Shannon in Alberta. And I listened to this quite a lot, actually. It's kind of fits in with that same thing that we were doing with the Teskey Brothers there. And so we are actually going to lighten things up for the next couple songs. Then we're going to thump it on back up again. Dead South, Broken Cowboy on American Rock Radio's Rock Friday. Which will no doubt anger somebody out there because I'm not doing exactly what they want. Oh, well.
Dirty road, a box full of gold. Now I've been out here now, all on my own. It's real quiet here, just the way I like it here. There's no one to bother me. Born into a dealer's pride, I laid my hand on that Milligan Creek bed. When I was a young man, I helped build this land. Oh, I put down these rails as a sepia man. Thought I'd live forever with my heart in my pocket, on my gun by my side, and my feelings in a locket. That was a cold year in 77, but I married my wife. We had two kids. Give her a daughter, she gave me a son. Though we rode those damn horses until we had none. Fist still like flying, doing things for dying. No, I should have put
can't be so. slander my name anywhere the wind will blow. Oh, oh, oh. But I am a broken cowboy, and I don't feel right no more, 'cause I am a broken cowboy. Yes, I am a broken cowboy. Dirty road, a box full of gold. Now I've been out here now, all on my own. Well, it's real quiet here, just the way I like it here. There's no one to bother me except that old taunting tree.
Dead South Broken Cowboy on American Rock Radio's Rock Friday. And I was just explaining to my good friends in the Rock Radio Rebooted chat room, or American Rock Radio Rebooted chat room, which you can join by going to AmericanRockRadio.com. And while you're there, head on down to the Romika Designs icon, toolbar, banner ad, whatever you want to call it, and you can have anything you want inscribed on something. Yes. By doing that, you'll be supporting an American family business and American Rock Radio. Coming up, war! That's right. Get your vaccine because war is coming. Slipping into darkness on American Rock Radio's Rock Friday. Get your soul on. Haunting, isn't it? War slipping into darkness. And I'll tell you what, we've got to go to a commercial break for our sponsors at Mojo 5.0. But listen, if you're just picking up Rock Friday now and you missed the first half and you're thinking, hey, I'm actually enjoying myself in such a weird time in history, Peyton Smith will be posting Rock Friday on AmericanRockRadio.com. Then tomorrow, more music on the show. Rock'em Sock'em Saturday with the Kentucky Leprechaun. Once a week, he goes into his fiberglass tree and does a radio show on Mojo 5.0. We'll be back right after this.
Recently discovered in a small subsection of the Green New Deal, the United States Air Force is moving away from conventional explosive ordnance.
Being considered to replace these terrible weapons are more ecologically friendly weapons, such as cat coolers, to be used like anvils in a Wile E. Coyote cartoon.
Recently declassified audio from deep inside Cheyenne Mountain.
Genevieve, come quick. The Chinese have taken over the island beachhead. What should we do?
Release the cat coolers!
The first cat cooler dropped, activated a volcano on impact. The cooler still has ice in it and was used as a life raft by 26 island refugees.
China has signaled their unconditional surrender, and it is anticipated that the cat cooler will never again be used in such a destructive way.
What? China surrendered, G.I. Joe! No more drop a cat cooler!
No coolers were harmed in the making of this ad, but the island is a total loss. Cat coolers does not recommend dropping coolers from planes, but the video is really cool, and it's still illegal to smuggle
cat coolers. Catcoolers.com.
G'day, mates. Tech Roo here on location in Australia in search of a rare and elusive wild hare. Most think you would find him when the sun don't shine, but we will find him right here in this primitive Aboriginal outback. I would never consider an excursion like this without my Patriot Supply survival gear in my pouch. No, not that pouch. I don't have a pouch. In my backpack. Besides the four-week emergency food supply kit that's back at home from PrepareWithMojo50.com, I've got an emergency blanket, my one-size-fits-all poncho, my snake bite kit, and my Alexa Pure Survival Spring Straw. Crikey, there's the wild hare now. Ain't he a beaut?
What's up, Dad?
Find some great deals at PrepareWithMojo50.com.
December 16th, 1773. And now, what really happened at the Boston Tea Party?
What are they doing?
They're throwing all the king's tea and coffee in the harbor to protest taxation without representation.
Do you think we should stop them? I really like my car.
Come on, it's not American Pride Roasters.
Yeah, that would be a trebuchet mockery.
American Pride Roasters, the choice coffee of real American patriots for over 250 years.
That's right. Get yours today at AmericanPrideRoasters.com. That's AmericanPrideRoasters.com.
And cut.
I don't think APR has been around quite that long, guys.
Oh, well, but what we do know for sure is that no APR coffee was thrown into the Boston Harbor in 1773.
So therefore, using transitive properties, since they didn't throw any in the harbor, clearly they liked it best.
At Romika Designs, we're more than just a laser engraving and specialty design company. Much more. I'm Ron Phillips, co-owner of Romika Designs, and if you can dream it, we can probably make it. We can custom laser cut and engrave on nearly all material. Great for one-of-a-kind gifts, home decor, business and specialty items, or personalized and logo designs created just for you or your company. Allow us to become your go-to gift and specialty project partner. Romika Designs can help make your ideas a reality. We're ready to help you design and create that special gift for any occasion or engrave your personal or business logo on just about any product. View our designs at RomikaDesigns.com or simply email us with your ideas. We specialize in custom design and we'd be honored to have the opportunity to discuss it with you. Call us at 817-400-4040, email info@RomikaDesigns.com, or visit us on the web at RomikaDesigns.com.
American Uck Radio.
I would say the world's most underrated radio show, American Uck Radio. This guy, Mike Phillip, is brilliant. I listen to him every day. Love your show. I really do. I'm a huge fan. Thank you for doing what you're doing.
American Uck Radio.
Rock Friday proceeds for the last half of the second hour here on Mojo 50 and WBN 324. You know, the longer I do this daily gig, now that we've gone to 2 hours, it's funny because when I first went daily, it seems like a while back, we started out, we were just a Saturday show. That was it. And I was thankful for it. And you know what? It was really good for prepping me. You know, it was a deadline that I had that wasn't too hard to meet. And we got to the point where I could do that in my sleep. And then we went daily. And at first, I pretended that it was going smoothly. When there was lots of pulling my hair out and things like that in the background. And now that we've got 2 hours daily, and the first week that we went to 2 hours, my producer was down, so we were kind of flying blind. And I think we've seamlessly transitioned. That's right. We've transitioned into a very smooth live daily show. And you know what else? Happy birthday to whoever you are.
Well, outside in the hall is a cat fight. It's just after midnight. I guess I'll be alright. I'm laying out on the floor, drunk and poor. How much longer? How much more? I'll rock me to sleep, strong and deep. Screaming cats that give me the creeps. But aside from all that, I feel no pain. Staring up at the ceiling stain. Neon in the window, sirens far away. News on the radio. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. They're at it again next door. This whole floor, I swear they're out to drive me crazy. But not right now, I'm high as a cloud. I'm soft and gray and lazy.
Happy little ditty, happy birthday by Concrete Blonde at American Rock Radio's Rock Friday live on Mojo 5.0. Unless you're listening tomorrow off of AmericanRockRadio.com. And I would like to say, hello, people of the future. See that? Yeah, you're listening on Saturday or Sunday. Or possibly you're listening to the Leprechaun and you're going to throw on Rock Friday right after. I just know that the Leprechaun is going to announce that. Isn't he, Leprechaun? But for now, anyone, I mean anyone at all, out there, anywhere, you can do it. Sugar Ray on American Rock Radio's Rock Friday. Anyone from the Florida EP, here we go. Peyton Smith was just saying that it's a shame that Sugar Ray never became known for their harder edge because, yeah, they the Florida album was absolutely awesome. And then they put out that next one with that cover of a Jackson Brown song. And now they suck. And you know what? In the spirit of that, we're going to do another one from this same album that I really like called Speed Home California on American Rock Radio's Rock Friday. Ready? Here we go. It's going to be rocking. Trust me. Some Guns N' Roses, and the title of this song is actually something that my father used to say to me. Don't cry, because if you do, I will give you something to cry about. Don't cry, GNR, on American Rock Radio's Rock Friday.
Don't you cry. so hard now, and please don't take it so bad.
Goes on for a while. Boy, Axl sure went downhill, didn't he? You know, he was this, like a sexy guy, all the best parties, taking off with supermodels, and then, like he was, I think he was, what do they call it? Bipolar. And which shows a mineral deficiency right there. And when you're up under them lights every night doing a 30-city tour and you're sweating, you're losing all your minerals. And so I watched Axl Rose transform from an underwire model into a walrus. And it didn't take very long. But man's days are few and full of trouble. And like a flower, one day, you ain't gonna be so pretty no more. Coming up, Motley Crue, Too Young to Fall in Love on American Rock Radio's Rock Friday. You're too young to fall in love, Motley Crue. Well, you were. You can do it now, though. You're old.
Open your eyes, it's like murder.
somebody out there really likes that 54 40? Yeah, 5440 song that we've played a couple times on American Rock Radio's Rock Friday. The great thing about living in north of the 49th parallel is that I've been exposed to a lot of great music that Americans are unaware of. And so, you know, it gives me a little broader variety of things to bring to the table on Rock Friday. And 5440 is one of them. What happened to people and being rebellious, huh? What happened? Used to be that the guy that was getting thrown in jail all the time got the chicks. You know, I mean, when I was a kid, if they told us to wear a mask, we would have laughed at them. Literally, like nobody would have done it. What happened to you, America? You used to be cool. Now you wear masks at school. That is so lame. Really, 5440 Unbend, last song on American Rock Radio's Rock Friday. Have a great weekend, everyone, and make sure to catch Rock'em Sock'em Saturday with the Leprechaun on Mojo 5-0, 12 o'clock Central.
Rabble-rousing, liberty-loving, home of fun, entertaining, and compelling talk. Mojo 5-0.